Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to WTGM Radio. I'm your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and I'm happy to have two wonderful, beautiful people with me that are medicine women, Jen and Brenda Bates. They are two amazing people, and, you know, I am just blown away and amazed at the story that Brenda tells about how we can wake up and how our souls can consciously be aware, and we have the ability to communicate to the divine, and that, you know, she's been through so much studying herbs and absolutely felt a calling to healing and everything else. I mean, I'm just excited. You know, I get chills every time I look at Brenda's story, and every time that I hear these wonderful ladies speak, they have so much to share about wisdom and waking up and reality and how they can teach other people how to do this as well. So I'm just very excited. They have medicinewomanforyou.com, the number four in the middle. So that's medicinewomanforyou.com. And I'm just very excited to have them here. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339 if you want to ask us any questions. So with that in mind, we are all glad to be alive today. I'm going to bring Brenda and Jen live now to the show. Welcome to the show, ladies. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Good. I'm happy to have you both here. I was just reading the amazing stories and the amazing things that, you know, you've been through, Brenda, and I know Jen has been through a whole lot herself, and it's just exciting to have both of you here. Maybe you guys can tell us a little bit more.
Well, what our journey ended up being is like just everybody else. You always have a lot of heartache. But one of the things that makes it uniquely different is that I learned a long time ago that the planet, there's so many people that have so many different types of healing tools. And when I found them and started applying them, I noticed that I was no longer my issues. They weren't haunting me. They weren't leading me. I wouldn't say, hey, you know, my name is Brenda Bates and I'm an incest person. You know, I don't lead with that. It's not my story. They are things that had happened to me along my journey. And I don't have to have them be led by them. I'm not suppressing them. I look at it as like cleaning the countertop. When you're cooking supper, you're not denying the fact after you clean the counter that you've never cooked. No, you took and you had to use all the tools and everything you need to cook supper. You had to chop the meat. You had to have a, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. But you're cleaning up every time you put a new, like, for instance, you're cooking meat, you chop that up, you clean it up, then you get the lettuce, you chop that up, but you don't want to contaminate each other. You don't have to carry it forward. And so I equate that also to, you know, you don't have to carry your baggage around. So these things can happen to you, but they don't have to be you. It's not your true identity. And by healing them, you're taking and disempowering all of the emotional charge that got placed on it when you could not process that particular moment in your life. You learn how to process it out to closure, and when you do, you actually feel light. You feel like it's past, and it's still a memory, but when you look back at it, it doesn't have the same charges. You can remember it actually better if you wanted to. You don't have to. You can use the story, but you are free from those over-identities of aches and pains and suffering.
So I was actually talking with a family member last night, and she was saying that, talking about a particular person in our world, and saying, well, it just seems like it's just not going to change. You know, I'm looking out for you. I'm concerned about you. And it just seems like with this situation that it's just not going to change.
It's written in stone.
It's written. I heard her say that it's written in stone, and I lost it.
Did you really?
Like, it was a hot button. I just went on a tangent as far as how can you say it is written in stone? I don't believe that. I don't believe it's written in stone. I don't believe that when somebody says this is the situation, that's the end all be all, and that things can't change or people can't change. Absolutely 100% they have changed. And I said to this person, I said, people could have said that about me. I've been off my antidepressants now for 5 years. But I went on them about 15 years ago, and I led with the idea that I was clinically depressed. That's how I started understanding my reality, was to have that label, to have that understanding, so and then introduce myself that way so that people could understand how to relate to me. So if I was withdrawn, if I wasn't communicating clearly, if I felt distant or off, there was some way for them to understand and say, okay, well, that's right, she's clinically depressed, and I understand that. Okay, well, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt because such and such and such. When I met Brenda, she's a business partner, friend, but has been my teacher and mentor as well. That's how we started off our friendship and relationship. I dug in. I knew that I wanted things to change. I knew I didn't want to live in that way. I didn't want to live in that state. I didn't want to be that way. I didn't want to have people, accommodate me, or that's an excuse of how I can live anymore. I wanted to change. I was just so done and ready, and that's when we say that people are ripe, because they're asking those questions. They're really wanting to engage and dig in and say that, you know, enough is enough, and I don't want to live this way anymore. So, and so I did go on it, and I said, but it takes work. It does take effort. It's not like somebody waved a magic wand and this is where I am. I've really gone through and done the healing work.
The hardest part is when people don't realize that the results that they're getting, when you finally, I mean, it's beautiful when it makes sense, when a doctor or somebody says to me, oh, hey, you have this disease. Hey, you are labeled as having this. It makes a whole lot of sense, a whole lot of common sense, finally connecting the dots that this is my issue. But the problem is that's where we stop. We think that is the end all because it makes us feel better. But then after a while, we get sick of it and we keep repeating this history. And what happens is that we are so used to results that we forget that it's serving us now, because there are rewards to being sick. You get accommodated in so many different ways that why in the world would you want to give that up? Now, you don't consciously become aware of that, but you unconsciously start setting up the programs that, let's say you want to go somewhere but you don't know how to do it, well, you're going to pull up a memory about how you could get it done, and it evolves around having this issue. So there's good and bad in all everything, but the one thing is that if you really are sick of your state, you are having enough, you are ripe, and you will want to let it go, because you will stop letting it serve you, and you'll end up having better rewards and a better life when you do let it go.
Right, so it's like you're all of a sudden getting rid of all the stuff that you've held on to for centuries and centuries. I like how you put that, how you feel better.
And people don't realize that they are based on a feeling nature. Most people think, oh, I'm just a physical being. They don't think of the mental, the emotional, or the spiritual. Spiritual has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with relating to the self and how you have issues. And epigenetics have everything to do with what our current state is and our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health, and why certain diseases are always being, new diseases are being developed, because when we take on what our parents or our social history has not been able to resolve, then it has to come in through a different mean and creates itself to be different. So therefore, we have a new label, a new disease, we have a new issue, and we can't figure out why that this drug or that drug doesn't work. And it's all, everything I found is based around emotions about how you reacted to that moment.
Yeah, and a lot of people just think, well, it's just the physical, but I agree. We're made up of things from our parents, and we're made up from other things. So you work with you both work with people to release these things and to feel better.
Correct. I mean, there's so many different ways of looking at it. I have this person that has come to me but doesn't have any spiritual background as far as being awakened and believing in positive thinking, but they're so sick of being physically sick, they actually have a terminal illness, and So when you take and you look at the physical aspect of the body, you can just address it if they don't want to talk about their issue. They think the only issue they have is a physical address, you know. This is what's wrong with me. My mental and emotional state is just fine, and they won't even consider mm-hmm. that there's a spiritual state to them.
Yeah, but it actually is part of a spiritual state because, you know, that's just another factor to look at. That's interesting. So you work with people of all walks of life, and, you know, they each have different processes or ways of getting through these things.
Yes, and we respect what everybody does. But if you're really ready to move forward, then you'll have the ears to hear what we're saying, and it'll be like, oh, my God, that's what I need. So we are there for everybody, but we're really only there for those that are awakened and really can understand what we're saying, because that's where you're going to get the best result. I have people that come to me and just want me to give them a card reading, but let's not apply the tools. Well, why do you need the information if you're not going to apply anything to change it? And that is where your mental, emotional, spiritual state is. A lot of people think that just thinking it through is the answer. And, yeah, it's great that you think things through, but what they don't understand is that without interrupting the old patterns, you're just going to be going around in a loop, and you're going to do what you've been doing throughout centuries. And group conscious-wise is that you're going to try to solve the problem with the same mind that created it. Number two, you're going to sit there and you're going to say, well, maybe this time if I try this, it'll take care of it. You've been doing that all your life. The moment you couldn't process something, you thought, oh, my God, I got to make this make sense. I got to feel good again. And so you go, okay, what if I put on red socks on a Monday? You know, and you start to bargain, and the next thing you know, it works, and then all of a sudden it stops working. So then you got to find the next latest thing that's going to help you with that particular issue, and you're going to keep trying different things to get that same result of not feeling the pain in the first place. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense, because it's like if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's like you were talking about all these years of doing the same thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, you do something different, just like you said, and it changes that. It is basically like the law of attraction, which is, you know, really interesting. I find I have a lot of people who come to me and say, well, you know, if I think that way, it's great, but I can't always stay focused that way. So I like it that you have a way of empowering and working with people to show them, you know, how they can work through these things that seem like a thorn in the side.
Yes, and I like how you said stay focused. Okay, a lot of people think it's too much work to apply the tools, but yet they want different results. And they don't know how to stay focused. Well, with all the different kind of healing tools that are out there, you can disrupt it so that you don't have to keep having that disfocus. You know, you're defocused. You actually get to resolve that particular issue. Like, I remember when Jen couldn't muscle test, and it was just that she was a little kid that froze up because somebody was testing her. Well, that was a mm-hmm. pattern, and that was a belief system. She made a decision she couldn't do something, so she came up with that answer. And it didn't matter how old she was going to get the same answer. So when we took and disrupted it by using EFT, or we used Hope Therapy and other tools that helped her stay focused on the issue, the thing that she already knew, and it was just a feeling because she couldn't even get the words. And then once the feeling was started dissipating, then the words started to appear, and then she started to relive certain things. When you go backwards, what happens is you can actually resolve to evolve. And so then where you couldn't stay focused, now all of a sudden you can, and it becomes a natural process to the point where you get hungry that you want more. And so instead of the biggest line that people tell me is, oh, my God, I'm not healed yet. And that makes me laugh because they're serious. But they haven't been in the healing game long enough, and so they just assume one healing is going to be enough or a week of healing is going to be enough. You're awake. You're alive. Every single day you need to be moving forward to growth. And whatever your purpose, whatever your love of your heart is, but if you're just living here, just being in a reactionary state and being in an unconscious, conscious state of just waking up and doing your daily routine, what's the next logical step, and, oh, this is how I'm supposed to react, this is what I'm supposed to do, oh, life is hell, everybody's putting things on you, and then I have to blame everybody. If you're just going to do that, then you're not going to get anywhere. So waking mm-hmm. up is very important.
Yeah, waking up is really essential, because what I've seen a lot of people do, or a lot of things happen, is they either revert back to the, you know, same pattern like you were talking about earlier. And I've also seen that same thing that you were just referring to, where, you know, they're blaming other things for it. Like, well, you know, it's this person's fault that this happened. And I'm thinking, yikes, but isn't there an underlying issue of why you're seeing it that way? Because these people are on the outside of you. You know, it's like they're saying, well, they're affecting my energy. And I'm thinking, well, that's because, you know, you're allowing that in. Can't they stay out there, like in orbit, outer space, while you're in the center? Like, you're in the center of your reality, and they're way out there. And how far you choose to bring them in is like your choice, right?
When it boils down to the idea of blame, and what happens is when you can't process something, you can't connect the dots, and you can't make sense of what just happened to you, you look, because you're so associated and involved, and all your sensory systems are so deeply involved, you can't help but to look out, and it's easy to blame the next moving target.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stage of what happens when you're a baby. When you're a baby and you're in that state of mind, you start, like I always go back to Leadership and Self-Deception. It's a great book. And this baby starts to learn to crawl backwards, and it's so proud of itself, but it crawls itself under a table and chairs, but it only knows one direction. So it constantly is getting stuck over and over, and it's blaming the table and the chairs. It doesn't know that it could do something else, and it thinks it's doing something else. And when you're in that conscious awareness at that stage, then everybody's at fault. You don't see how you're at fault. You can't get yourself disassociated. You can't pull yourself back and say, oh, there's a whole different belief system. So instead, you're at that competence level of that everything around you is at fault, because there's no way that you could have done it. And a lot of people haven't woke up and noticed that they need to stop that blame and judgment. And that's really a huge, big group conscious thing, because it's been the yin or the yang, however people pronounce it, side of the energy. When we separated yin and yang and made the yang side so pronounced, and its property is to be aggressive. And how did it become aggressive? Was to be judgmental, blame, hurt, destroy. And we know that way so well, it's so familiar, that it's hard to think that there's another way of doing things.
So, and taking away the blame of blaming yourself or blaming myself for the situation. Oh, yeah, this occurred because I do this, da-da-da-da-da, I'm at fault, or they're at fault because they're the ones acting like this. Taking that blame and the blame game away and understanding, well, here's the thing. I'm the common denominator in my reality. Coming from a place of discernment, and looking at life from that observer mode, yes, I'm the one that's creating the story, but I have to get past the idea that I'm at fault, or I'm to blame, or I'm doing it wrong, or that kind of thing. I've got this situation that occurred the past few days, and it really felt familiar, and a feeling of familiarity that I didn't like what was going on, and just upset with a particular character, I guess, if you want to say, in my life. But what was important was to take a look at what was that familiar feeling, and seeing, wait a minute, this is how I felt when this happened in my life at this age. This is something that happened over and over again. Oh, I'm used to this happening. I'm used to this
mm-hmm.
happening when I want to connect this way with another person, possibly in a romantic relationship, because they're really good at bringing up my stuff. And just realizing, wow, that is so familiar. And then going through the process of, oh my gosh, how can I unpack it? And I didn't want to go through the healing. I didn't want to go through the effort, because I don't know. Well, it's work to do EFT. Well, you know, and this was all that stuff in my head, wanting to keep this stuff or keeping program, or it's just easier just to go through it. I don't have to deal with it. I understand what's going on. think things in a different way. And but I sat there and I said, no, I know that this tool is actually going to disrupt what's going on. And then realizing, okay, so what's the phrase? And coming to the idea of how I can't count on people, how I can't believe the words that they say, that, you know, they're just going to give me a snow job as far as, you know, wanting to make me feel better. So it was just, it was really interesting how this particular situation went back to my adolescence and childhood.
Your soul already has made all the choices. No matter where you made a choice, you have made 1,000 more choices. We've already made them in our soul contract. And we are here to understand why our soul made those choices. It's time to eliminate blame and get out of that conscious state of becoming less than. Once you start to really heal your issues, you all of a sudden, it becomes effortless to become your true identity, and you get to understand that when you are over-identifying with aches and pains, you are being that issue, okay? So then if you step back and you start disrupting those chemical peptides that make you feel like this and blaming others, what happens is that you're all of a sudden going to be understanding why your soul made that choice, and then you can change it. And remember that you are a powerful creator because you were given that right as well of creating. And you can, once you dismantle the old way, that energy is given back to you so you can create something better. So, you know, again, our soul is here and it's already made the choices. We're just here to remember why. And then remember that we're the creator.
Right. So our soul must have came here then and forgotten, you know, I've seen this before, where our soul sort of comes here and it forgets why we're here. It's like all of a sudden it's just not there. You know, you just don't remember for whatever reason, and you can't put your finger on, you know, why. You're just working through it. It's like you have all these pieces to work out, like you said, and then, you know, you're going along life learning all of these lessons.
Correct. We are at a different plane of existence, and when our vibrational rate is this low, we forget the different levels of consciousness. Our 7 chakras relate to the 7 levels of consciousness, and the 3 below are all about understanding the physical aspects. The 3 above, the heart, is all about your spiritual growth, remembering who you are, and bridging the 2 through the heart so that you can actually become a physical, spiritual, or spiritual, physical being. Now we're in the stage of this time period or this era of time that's about becoming a spiritual human. And you can understand living as a spiritual being and living as a human, but you're able to stand back and be disassociated with your pain and be associated with your true identity, which means you can walk around and not have to feel defense. You don't have to feel aches and pains. When you wake up, certain things just don't matter anymore. And then tools that not just what we have, but what other people have, you can actually excel so much faster in life because your state of consciousness is in a different state, and you don't have to sit there and defend yourself when somebody don't get you because you realize where you were there once too. And so now you just stand back and you just send infinite love and gratitude, and hopefully they can grow. And you just be that mentor by walking your talk and talking your walk and moving forward, and you can be the new example of how, because we are catalogs of life, and we can open up the catalog and say, I want to be like this person, or I don't want that in my life anymore. You know, however you want to do it, you can grow.
Perfect. That's a good example, too, of how, you know, you can feel things, but, you know, you're spiritual beings, but then, you know, you get here and you don't remember a whole lot of why you're here, and that's what you're working through, why your soul made these decisions. That's a very interesting way of looking at things, and I've heard that before, that we come here and we often forget, and then we're just, you know, working our way through all of these things in life that we're learning, and that's each and every one of us.
We had an experience that when you do all these healings, your soul will start to remember, and then there, you can even directly go into doing a specific healing. Jen had one done.
Right. One of our good friends and colleagues, it's important that we have worked on ourselves from, you know, outside third party every once in a while. And she did this really intense healing. It takes a few minutes to describe what she did, but basically she accessed my spirit woman, my spirit that is animating my body, and had a conversation with it as far as, you know, do you remember why you're here? And my spirit said, nope, I don't remember. And so then she had a conversation to be able to say, okay, so this is why you're here. Let's remember that. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. And now, kind of, wait a minute. And then the spirit, I think, started realizing that my conscious self, my meat suit, was standing in the way of this purpose. Now, wait a minute. Okay, but I'm going to be doing this. I got to get in line with this. Okay. And so then it's been an interesting reciprocity.
And her spirit, you know, basically all spirits, you know, they'll go like, well, wait a minute. Why am I not Queen of England? Why am I not here? Why am I way back here? I should be way up there. Once they remember, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. And they're like, oh, my God, I got a lot of work to do to get there.
Right. And I was explaining this to one of my friends, and that's when she said, so do you feel healed? I said, yeah, you know, some good things came out of that. I said, but I'm still on this planet facing my stuff. It's not like that. And that was a very intense healing, and there was a lot of other things that took place around that. But that's not to say that didn't work. It did, and it's amazing, and it's good stuff that was happening, but there's so much more, you know, as far as unpacking, like, what was going on this weekend as far as tapping, and I didn't realize all those feelings, and I'm pretty sure there's some more that I need to unwind as far as how repressed and shoved I just pushed those feelings down so I didn't have to feel them.
But you chronologically aged, and you were taught by the patterns of society and the patterns within the household and religion, is that as you chronologically age, you try to mature by not having to do those things. And some people use the technique, which is not a very healthy one, is to just become an achiever. And that is, the more you focus on this over here, then you'll not focus on the other. Well, you have 41 thoughts per minute, and if your soul looks down and your subconscious mind scans the body, because the number one job is to preserve the body, and it scans it and says you have energy losses due to a three-year-old when you had made the decision that life is hell, and it's, okay, then it comes to the surface, okay? But if you don't become aware of it and you're good at repressing it, it's still going to send out the same vibes from your body to people around you, and you may not even be aware of what you're doing, but everybody will come up to you and go, do you realize you have this issue? And you're like, what are you talking about? I've so matured beyond that. But we don't realize that we have a foundation, and people say, forget the past, you know, the calls don't answer. Well, you already know all your issues. If the past is calling, yes, do answer. Use a tool to resolve it, because that's all it's asking you to do, is to say, hey, can you process this now? And if you can turn around and say, oh, my gosh, yes, this issue, I do have the tool, I can process this now. And when you process it out to resolution, to closure, it doesn't come back up the same way. If it's going to come back up, it'll be in layers. Otherwise, when you're finished with it, you're finished with it.
That makes a lot of sense. That's really interesting. Wow.
We do know that we want people to get this, and we appreciate you letting us be on your show, because we think it is a very important message. And, you know, and a lot of people, we have to connect with those that are awakened that really want this process, because we're going to eventually launch. We haven't decided really what the name of it is, but it's a different website that's going to have all different kinds of classes and things that are free, a forum and other stuff, and then we're going to have subscriptions and classes that has actually helped people to become a spiritual human, teach people how to use the tools, and just so that you don't have to feel like the victim. On the cause and effect of reality, you're always the cause and always the effect, but we had forgotten without blaming ourselves that we're the cause. And when people say, oh my God, it's my fault, they are not in the right state of mind to realize, oh, shoot, why did my soul project this? And when you can stand back and look at that and then notice the intensity and all the things that you need to do, you can actually resolve from that point And what you're really resolving is the conscious state of where you're at. And when you evolve that conscious awareness state, you are taking yourself to a higher level where other people already are. And it's not a contest, and nor is it a, you know, oh, I'm better than you. No, it's not that. It's just different states and different levels. And some people get hungry that they just want to wake up already, or they want to move to that different level. And then, but there's answers, and you can do it.
Absolutely. That makes a whole lot of sense. And I'm glad you said that it wasn't a race, because I know some people get really excited and they think that they have to run really fast and get there, and they have to resolve it all right now. And I know different people are on different planes. And I absolutely think this information is very important, because some people feel so stuck in just the day-to-day, or they feel more in touch with, you know, the spiritual side versus, you know, the what time is it physical side, and, you know, it's all connected together. So it makes a lot of sense.
You know, based on the fact that this world is on competition, and when you start to awaken and you have all these different levels of awakening, sometimes you forget that competition is the energy that's the flow of working in with reciprocity with other people. And you're taught maybe in your group that you're supposed to have competition. And then that is you lose the compassion and make the other person an object. And when you make that person an object, you can't have compassion for yourself nor have compassion for the other person. And it's all about the winning goal. And it's, you know, in games, yes, but in the game of life, it is not really about that, because you're going to be burning bridges and you're going to be creating more things that you have to clear instead of just going to the source of what needs to be cleared.
And it feels like, as far as that goes, that could be to some degree compared to like a rushing river or something, the energy of the competition that I'm supposed to, and I feel like I've gotten to the point where, oh, I'm standing on the shore and observing it. Not that I'm better than anybody, but I don't feel like I have to participate in it.
Well, I like how you said the shore, because if you understand that the beach and the water, the shore is the connectedness of your conscious and your unconscious mind. So like if you're doing any dream reading, you understand that you're at the cusp, or you're at the stage where you can be in both places and not have to be consumed by the over-identity, but actually stand back and realize that your true identity and what that really is. And so you have grown into a state of competence.
Mm-hmm. That does make a whole lot of sense. And the shore is a great example of that. Okay, well, with that, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come right back. So we're just going to take probably about a little break, and then we'll come back and have you guys come back on again. Before we do, would you guys like to share your contact information and website?
Well, our website is at www.mwreveal. That's M as in medicine, W as in women, R-E-V-E-A-L.com. And it has all of the contact information to our social medias, fan pages on Facebook, on Twitter,
LinkedIn, and Pinterest.
And the other website you gave earlier is my personal one, but we go by that too because it has other healing tools there. The beautiful thing about going to either website is you go and you can have the free healing tools. That's one of the things we want you to do, is to help you help yourself understand that you have the ability and the choices to wake up and to move forward. Is there anything else that you need to know? Like most people want to know, how can we email you? Well, that is
mwr@myself.com. mwr@myself.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, we'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And if you'd like to speak to Brenda or Jen or myself, you can hit 1. Again, that's 347-237-5339. And we'll take questions, and we'll be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to empowerletteruacademy.org. That's empowerletteruacademy.org. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
What do I smell?
Ooh, do you like that? It's a new aromatherapy oil I just got from Young Living. It's called Clarity, and it's really great to improve and promote mental alertness, especially if you're tired or drowsy.
Yeah, do I need that? Let me see the bottle. Wow, it's got basil, chamomile, cardamom, geranium, bergamot.
Yeah, and rosemary, lemon, ylang ylang, peppermint, jasmine. Ooh, it smells divine.
Boy, I want some Clarity. Where did you get it?
I got it from Your Natural Alternatives. All you need to do is go on the internet to tinyurl.com slash AromaYL. That's tinyurl.com/AromaYL. Ordering is simple, and it's delivered right to your door.
Got it. tinyurl.com/AromaYL. Thanks.
Listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to WGGM Radio. We have a little bit of time left. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And the website, as you know, is mwreveal.com. That's mwreveal.com. So we're going to bring our lovely medicine women back. Welcome back, Brenda and Jen.
Thank you.
So far, we don't have any callers. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay. When we do a reading, this is where, you know, you have to be open to receive that as we speak. You have to be in the state of mind, in the spiritual state of mind, so that you can actually stand back and hear, oh, that's the pattern. Oh, that's the pain. Oh, that's the feeling. And when you're in your survival mindset, then it'll feel like somebody's shooting a BB gun at you, or you feel like they're judging you and hurting you in some form. But when you ask the question, why is my soul projecting this issue? And you can ask it. So if, let's say, you know, your cat dies and you want to know why. Well, it's individually important that it's, you know, very personal and individual. But why did my cat die? You would think, oh, it's just life. No, it depends on how you felt about that cat. Is there any emotions that it stir up? Is there something that you couldn't make sense of? Is there something that needs to be resolved? And you can ask if there's anything that needs to be resolved. If there's other particular issues in the physical aspect of who you are, or you get in a car accident, or you're sick physically, or your boyfriend cheated on you, these are questions that you can ask yourself. Why did this get projected in my life? Why is this happening? And you can ask it and see from a different angle that there's a whole other story going on, and it usually will go back to the moment that you couldn't process something in your life, or in your family's life, or in your soul's past life, but it is, you made a decision when that moment happened, and you created a belief system around it. Now, most every time you've created decisions and belief systems, it's based on the fact you are very young, from the time of conception up to the age of 7, you are exposed to being in a theta wave, brain wave, and you don't have the filters. And so when you start to say that, how that makes sense to you, it may not make sense to you as an adult when you're trying to figure out the story. But if you ever listen to a child speak and they tell you how they got point A to point B, you're going to like, I'll be damned, I would have never taken that route. That's because we don't use the same mindset as a child did. So when it tries to rationalize why this just happened to them, sometimes it don't make sense, but it is every reason why you are still in your stuck state today, where you can't move forward in a relationship or financial or health. But it boils down to how did you record history, how did you define it, and how you are held into those belief systems. You know, like everybody disappoints me, or I'll never be successful, or I have to be, I'm not worthy. I mean, you can boil down to three particular things. I'm not worthy. If I try, I fail, and nobody will want me. And even though there's just those three, you can have, those are just general. They can be filled with all the rest.
Right. There'll be spinoffs off of that, but ultimately it comes back to those three. That's the root of it, while the rest of it has all the different branches and that kind of thing off of it.
And so you can heal in so many different directions, but every time you chronologically age and have been brought up into your face, you gave it another tailspin. And sometimes those are really heavy layers that you have to address personally before you can go even deeper. But it's just unwinding the consciousness of how you live your daily life, how you consciously and unconsciously live. It's not that complicated mm-hmm. once you get started. And once you get started, you'll find out that you love yourself. Self-care, you need to put yourself in the equation.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. We have about 2 minutes now, and we haven't had any other callers. So how about you guys give your contact information one more time and leave any last thoughts with our listeners, and then we'll end the show. I really appreciate both of you being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to be here. So to begin with, our email address is mwr@myself.com. mwr@myself.com for our email, where you can contact us if you'd like a reading, a question, that sort of thing. So that's our general contact as far as email goes. Our website, again, is www.mwreveal.com, and you can go there to find our different social media sites, as well as that's where our healing tools are. We've got videos up there. And
what about Twitter?
Twitter is @mwreveal, capital M, capital W, capital R, lowercase EVEAL, mwreveal.
If you want to be on the Facebook pages, then you just look for facebook.com/mwreveal, and then the fan page is facebook.com/medicinewomensreveal. We look forward to seeing you all.
Perfect. Thank you both for being here again, and we really appreciate it, and we'll do this again. I'm grateful that both of you were here today, and we'll reschedule you guys to come on again. Thank you. All right, everybody, you're listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, and we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time, same time every Monday. Blessings.